But in light of what's happened, in light of the layoffs, impending layoffs with Phoenix PD, which as far as we know has never happened. They usually have hundreds of officers going through the academy. They are down almost 400 officers, 450 officers by some accounts of what they need to have. They're talking about laying off another 300. This is big, big news. And Jack Harris has agreed to come on the air. We're going to ask him about the budget issues. We are going to talk to him about what the city's proposing. Not written in stone yet. Again, on my webpage, go to KFYI.com. You click on my picture. And on my webpage, there are dates, times, locations of citywide meetings. There's a citywide meeting, I believe, on February 10th. There are some other meetings that are happening around the city in different voting districts within the city of Phoenix, where you can go and voice your opinion on what the city should be doing with the budget. Now, I want you to – this is – I'm not saying this to be silly. It's your budget. I mean, this is your city. It's your tax dollars if you're our Phoenician. You don't want cops cut – and let me mention this right out of the box. Nancy Pelosi has come out on a national scale. Nancy Pelosi has come out in the day that followed the big State of the Union speech when the cost of cutting spending and freezing spending is out there. Nancy Pelosi proposed freezing defense spending while we are in the middle of two wars. And my head almost exploded when I heard that. I laughed out loud. The woman is so completely out of touch with society and what the American people want. I really laughed at what she had to say. What a ridiculous thing for that woman to say. We've got two wars going on. We've got soldiers in harm's way, and she wants to freeze defense spending. Well, let me ask you a question. Although I am going to say that we cannot blame our city council and our mayor and the people that make the decisions on the problem. We can't blame them for the problem. We can blame whoever is in charge of how they handle the problem. If we blast Nancy Pelosi for wanting to freeze defense spending while we're fighting two wars, don't we have a right to blast the local government if they want to cut our police force in the midst of what we know is going to be increase in crime when the economy is down? You know, I don't understand how that it doesn't tie together. If collectively conservative, and you let's face it, this country is moderate to right-leaning in this country. Arizona, I call Arizona kind of a conservatarian. We are libertarian, independent slash right-leaning in this state. We just are. When the rest of the country was going left in the last couple of election cycles, Arizona skewed right. We got more conservative in the legislature. We had more Republicans elected, more independent slash right-leaning leaders elected while the rest of the country was going left. So we lean to the right. If we are going to scream out loud when Nancy Pelosi wants to freeze defense spending, where are all you people screaming when the city of Phoenix wants to, as part of their budget plan, wants to lay off cops and firefighters? Where are you? Well, we're going to talk to Jack Harris about all of these things. Now, this is a long cut. This is about a minute long, which doesn't seem like a long time, but I want you to listen to this with all of the pauses that are in it and all of the other things, because we are going to get into this in just a little while. This is Chief Tim Dorn of the Gilbert Police Department as he does the press conference as every chief of police. And I'm going to ask Jack Harris about what this police chief is going through and what these cops are going through right now. This is a man who is a cop, been a cop for a long time, faces hard situations, has probably done notifications in his life and seen, you know, when you're a cop, you're pretty hardened. I mean, they deal with things with humor. They deal with things in a funny way as a kind of deflect the emotions of things. But I want you to hear the audio of Chief Dorn as he makes the announcement of the killing of this officer from yesterday. And we're going to discuss this in a little while, but I want you to hear how this man had to describe this. Go ahead, Andrew.
Once again, our family at the Gilbert Police Department has suffered a tragic and senseless loss. We've lost a brother, a father, a son, and a friend. Our focus is to provide support for our family, to support each other, and to ensure that the persons responsible for this cowardly act are held responsible for their actions. It is nothing short of a miracle that no other officers, or members of the public were injured or killed. The support from our brothers and sisters in public safety and the members of our community has been overwhelming and will never be forgotten. In spite of our loss and sorrow, our dedicated and professional officers remain on the beat today, protecting the citizens of this great community.
You can hear in his voice the emotion of losing a lieutenant, shift commander, the guy's in charge when the shift is on. We don't need to go down the chain of command, but we're going to – what the chief said there about in spite of their grief. I posted – if you're a Facebook user, and I interact on there quite a bit. I know I talk a lot about it, but it's a great way for people to keep in touch. If you're a Facebook user – I would love for you go to KFYI.com. When you go there, click on my picture down on the left-hand side. It takes you directly to my page. Add me as a friend. We'll be able to interact. But it's a great way to keep in touch with people. And I put up on my Facebook page today that this Lieutenant Eric Shoehandler was killed in a routine traffic stop. And I put routine in quotes. Anybody out there want to tell me that there's anything routine about what these people do? Anybody? When my brother was killed in the war in 03, my life stopped. I got a phone call on a Tuesday mid-morning that my brother had been killed in the war by from a friend, actually a co-worker slash friend of my mom's in Florida. When she was notified, he called me. They had to, before a name is released, whenever anything like this happens, before the name is released of a soldier or of an officer or of any, matter of fact, if anybody is killed, before the name is released in the media, they always make sure the next of kin has been notified by somebody official, that they don't learn about it in the news. So I was notified by a friend that my mom worked with, and I immediately plans were made for me. I flew out at 5 o'clock the next morning, and I went home to be with my family. And for the next few weeks, my life was kind of a blur. I don't remember how much I worked or what I did, but I was focused on taking time off of work. I didn't care about work. I went and did what I had to do to be with my family and to mourn the loss of my brother. So did his friends, you know, and so did the other members of my family, as is normal when something like this happens, all right? But the guys that my brother served with are much like the officers that served with and under and for and with this officer, with this lieutenant. Those people today will put a black banner over their badges to show that they are in mourning, and they will go back to work. I don't think that they ever stopped answering calls at the Gilbert Police Department. They will answer every call. They will cover every response that's needed, and they will do it every single day with heavy hearts, and they will continue to do their jobs, as what happens in Phoenix when they lose an officer, and every other city around the valley and every other city and town and sheriff's office. In every small town across this country, this is what these people do. So when I take time up on the air and you hear me ranting and raving about police officers and they're going to lose their jobs, and you and I ought to be fighting to make sure that not one officer loses their job, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. They face this every day. This is what they called a routine, and I laugh when I hear that. There's nothing routine about a traffic stop. I rode with my brother one evening, actually overnight one night, in a little podunk town in Florida where I grew up. And we pulled somebody over on a dirt road. There was nobody around but my brother and this idiot he pulled over, who was mouthy and wouldn't follow directions, wouldn't show his hands, wouldn't do this. And you're thinking, you know what? If you're a cop, it's you and that person. Turns out this guy was just being a belligerent jerk. He just didn't want to give up his information. He had a suspended driver's license. Could have just as easily been a guy with a gun. Could have just as easily been somebody that was hell-bent on taking out a cop that night. And it could have been drastically different. And there's nobody around for miles but my brother and this guy. Well, last night in the city of Gilbert, town of Gilbert, this lieutenant faced off with some people that were hell-bent on gunfire. And he lost his life. And the rest of the officers that are mourning that loss today are back on duty and doing their jobs. So we're going to spend a lot of time today talking about that. And to make this an even more surreal story, we are going to wrap this in the packaging of the fact that the city of Phoenix is actually considering, when they are at a shortfall, we're hearing numbers anywhere from the mid-300s to 400 officers, 450 officers, that they're already lacking in the city of Phoenix. I'm hearing a 40% number in investigations. They are 40% in their investigation division under what they need to be. So you wrap that in the packaging of, look what these people do for a living. And now we're talking about losing every officer that's been hired in the last at least year and a half, 2 years maybe. I have a friend that's a training sergeant. And he's saying that the 35 officers he trained while he was a training sergeant may lose their jobs. You know, this is to me is inconceivable. Is every bit of fat squeezed out of the city of Phoenix budget that now it's time for cops and firefighters to go? Or are they trying to be fair at the city council and in the mayor's office and say we have to share the burden everywhere? I don't think so. Jack Harris joins me at 4:35. I'm going to ask him some of these questions. Now, it's not he does what he's asked. He doesn't decide how much of his budget's going to go. He's told. I'm going to ask the practical nuts and bolts questions of the chief of, okay, what happens now? What does this look like? What services suffer the most? You're going to get a chance to hear straight from Jack Harris here in just a few moments. I'm going to take a break. Your phone calls today, I know this is a day when we all need to talk, whether it's the loss of this officer, the loss of these jobs for Phoenix PD, the loss of Kurt Warner, for that matter, later on in the show in the 6 o'clock hour. But today's a day when we all need to discuss. Your opinions are valued. We're going to hear from you. We'll open the phones a little bit later on. We'll take a break. When we come back, kind of preview what's happening with Jack Harris, and then Jack Harris joins me at 4:35. Don't go away. Thanks for being here this afternoon. Now, Chief Jack Harris joins me in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the budget. I want to ask him about, you know, kind of what's going on in Gilbert. He's not obviously tied with Gilbert, but he's been the chief of police and was a cop for a very long time, been through this. We're going to talk in a few minutes. If you go to KFYI.com, the story about this lieutenant who was killed, Lieutenant Shoehandler, and I've got a lot of emails from people that knew him, a remarkable man by all accounts. There's a news story on our webpage at KFYI.com. The bottom of the news story is a place for you to give money to the 100 Club if you'd like, if that's something that you could possibly do. This is a time when we can reach out to families like this. There's a fallen officer's memorial that's being built at the Fraternal Order of Police in Phoenix that we're going to be a big part of. We've been working behind the scenes on this. I'm going to be making an announcement here in the next few days about it. I thought this was a very important thing to be a part of, to honor these officers who have fallen. It'll be at the Fraternal Order of Police at 19th Avenue, south of Thunderbird. And we're going to be doing a motorcycle ride at the end of February to raise money for this. If you want to be a part of it, I'll be giving you details on how you can join me on that ride, and there'll be a web page and everything else. And today, more than ever, this is kind of a stark reminder of why these things are important. I'm getting an outpouring from people about this lieutenant and what kind of a man he was. Police Academy graduates who actually, one guy emailed me and said, I got my badge from him, I think it was 8 years ago today. He graduated from the academy. And this man handed him his badge, and now today he mourns the loss of this man. So this is a tough day for all of us. And coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to have Jack Harris discussing the budget side of this. You know, men and women possibly losing their jobs who are sworn police officers in the city of Phoenix. It'll be a tough day. We're going to talk to him and ask him a lot of questions here in just a few minutes. But right now we move over to Nicole. Thanks for being here this afternoon. We are waiting for a call from Police Chief Jack Harris. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails from people. We'll discuss this later. You know what? He's the chief of police. You guys call him public safety director, whatever you want. If you like the guy, he'd be the chief of police. So, you know, he is what he is. Everybody I met in the police department calls him chief. So let's get away from the semantics and get away from the political differences. Today is a rough day in the city of Phoenix for everyone. Rough day across the valley. We've got budget cuts coming down that they're – you know, and the other thing I'm hearing is there are letters going out to police officers warning them that they could lose their jobs. I'm hearing that cops are getting letters today. Either it's a reduction in pay. There are some sergeants that will lose their stripes, not because of anything they've done wrong, but because of downsizing of squads and everything else. There's some sergeants that will be reassigned back to patrol but keep their stripes. Other sergeants will lose their stripes and go back to patrol. Some officers are going to lose their jobs outright. A lot of that stuff they're saying is possibly going to happen. If that happens, it's going to be a horrible day in the city of Phoenix. But letters went out to cops, I'm hearing from some cops, that they're getting letters saying this is possibly what's going to happen. If it happens, your job's going to be eliminated, or you're going to be moved, or whatever. They're getting letters. They're talking, what, 1,400 or 1,500 positions in the city of Phoenix that are going to be eliminated, or layoffs that are going to happen. I don't know of any other agency in the city of Phoenix in which those letters were going out. I don't know if it's protocol. I don't know. I don't know if it's protocol or what the situation is, but it seems odd that the cops are getting the letters and nobody else is. Now, I just, it makes me crazy. So you know, it's disturbing that it's happening with police officers. If you think about it, the city of Phoenix police are saying that they were down 400 and some officers. You and I voted in. I didn't, but I didn't vote for it. But the voters in the city of Phoenix voted for a tax increase for cops and firefighters. We didn't get them. Now we're talking layoffs. It's just a very, very rough day. So I'm looking now. It looks like I'm waiting to find out if that is this. Okay, let me go to the phones. We have got on the lines with us now Chief Jack Harris. Chief Harris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, did you ever think, if I'd have told you a month ago that you were going to be doing an interview on KFYI, what would you have said to me?
I would have said that you probably should not drink quite so much.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I don't mean to laugh, but it's a very difficult day, and I appreciate just a few moments of your time. Before we start talking about the city of Phoenix budget, give me some insight on what's happening in Gilbert today. I know that you've been around when this has happened before. What's this chief of police going through in Gilbert, and what's happening in that department with such a big loss today?
Well, I talked to him this morning, and I gave him the condolences from our department because obviously I know exactly what he's going through, having gone through it a number of times myself. It is just overwhelming for an organization like that to lose somebody that is a beloved officer within their organization and try to deal with all of the hundreds, literally thousands of things that he has to do now over the next couple of weeks to try to help his employees and the family through this tragedy.
Yeah, it's what a sad thing to hear about for him. And you know, kind of wrapping that up with what's happening here in the city of Phoenix and the press conference you had yesterday, I have a couple of questions about this budget. Now, this isn't necessarily set in stone. These are what they're saying could possibly happen, 12% cuts across the board. And if this goes through this way, what are the changes inside the city of Phoenix PD? What suffers? I mean, you're down in patrol. You're down a little bit in investigations by the numbers you already need. What suffers the most if you have to make these changes?
Well, that's exactly right. The statement you made first is that these are proposals, and that's what they are. They are proposals from the city manager to the mayor and council, and that final decision won't be made until the end of March or so after hearing from the community. And my understanding is the council, the mayor, and the city manager are looking for alternative sources of revenue. That if any revenue was generated in large amounts, that it would reduce those numbers. So
right.
We really don't know what the numbers are. But what's going to happen if the numbers stayed the way they are at a 12%, that's about 353 officers of all ranks in the department. The people that are going to be affected immediately will be the 350 most junior officers in the department, and they are almost exclusively in patrol. They would lose their jobs and leave the department. Then we would have to take 300 position or a number of positions to fill their positions in patrol from other parts of the organization, and that's where the public would eventually feel the loss of all of those officers. It's all of the other things that we do in the organization beyond just what the patrol officers do.
Now, I'm hearing from officers, you know, there have been officers that are saying, you know, we'd be willing to give up, you know, uniform allowances or give up vacation days or paid holidays to keep some of these officers employed. Is that something that can honestly be negotiated to save some money within the department, to save some officers' jobs? Is that something you're looking at?
That could be negotiated, but that is really an issue between management and the unions.
Okay. And so that's something that may be looked at once you know what really is coming down on the department. Okay, and then as far as changes on the patrol side of it, I know that you're saying the most junior officers. I'm hearing about, you know, you and I met the other night at that Recruit of the Year dinner, and I got to meet a squad of young officers along with the young man who received that award. We're talking about entire squads of officers just being completely wiped out, at least for a while.
Yes.
And duration, what kind of duration? Is there any kind of numbers yet? Are you hearing about, if they haven't seen this coming a year ago that this might happen, any idea of how long before some of these officers would be brought back onto duty?
There is absolutely no way to predict that because that is totally based on the economy. And if the economy here in Phoenix is reflective of what's going on across the country. So until the economy turns around, sales go up, especially of major items like homes and cars that produce and generate a large amount of taxes. That's where the money comes from for the operational budget for the police department and other departments in the city. Until that turns around, we wouldn't be able to bring the officers back.
Okay, so if we are talking about now, and I know it's all kind of up in the air because it's potential, but if they're talking about letting these officers leave the department and then you're going to bring them on as quickly as you can, that time off, is there going to be some reserve status for some of these officers? Will some of them move into that program so they don't lose certification? I know that that's all kind of legalities, but there are going to be some of them that will move into that program, right?
They could. We actually have a commander and a number of people in our organization that were very concerned about the officers that would be laid off, and we're looking at places where they would be able to transition either to other departments that would still be hiring anywhere in the country, or putting them into our reserve bureau so that they could maintain their certification through the state as peace officers, so that if the economy did turn around, they would just transition back into the department without having to go through the academy or any training or anything additional in a way of a process.
Now, we've maintained, I've been talking about it the last couple of days since these numbers have been flying out there, about prioritizing, and that, you know, the police and the fire departments should be the absolute very last, as people do with their own personal budgets. Before they're touched, we should squeeze every bit of waste out. How much of a priority has that been, or has this been that the police department has got to kind of share the burden with the rest of the city government, the city agencies?
Well, I think we all have to remember that the number one priority for the mayor and the council has been public safety.
Okay.
They have been very, very supportive of our department. In fact, the mayor's son is a Phoenix police officer. The former mayor, Mayor Rimza, his son is a Phoenix police officer. So there is no one in this organization, from the mayor, council, manager, me, anyone, that wants to lay off an officer. We absolutely don't want to do that. But the fact of the matter is the crisis financially is so large that there just isn't the money to pay for them. So we either shut down the entire city except for police and fire, or we take some cuts in police and fire just like everyone else has done. And unfortunately, that's where we're at.
Okay, and then then the other side of that would be, when things turn, are you getting some kind of assurances, or there have been discussions where you're going to get priority when money comes in to restore to where, at least where you are? Because let's face it, we are right now sitting at, I'm not telling you something you don't know, you are already at a deficit for what you need on your department. Will they begin bringing these officers back as a priority over other departments in the city because it is a public safety issue?
My opinion is absolutely that is exactly what would happen, because that is a priority for the city, and if it wasn't, the mayor and the council wouldn't have worked so hard to get Proposition 1 passed a couple of years ago, which would have increased the size of our department from 3,200 sworn officers up to over 3,600. So I'm absolutely confident that as soon as the economy turns around, that these positions will be reestablished in the police department.
Okay, and maybe you don't know the answer to this question, but I'm curious, has this been coming for a while? Did they see this coming? I know that you had been hiring over the last couple of years at a good rate because we were growing so fast in Phoenix. Did they see this coming in the past? Have they seen this coming for the last couple of years?
I think the city had projections that there were going to be financial problems where the tax base was going to decrease. I don't think anyone saw that it was going to be this dramatic.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because it didn't make sense, if they saw this coming, that they would continue to hire officers knowing that they were probably going to be laying them off. But if they didn't know that it was going to be this bad, I guess that's the answer, is that they didn't see it coming this bad, where it was going to get to this.
No, I certainly wouldn't assess blame there, because if you go back even 2 years ago, our academy was full,
yep,
not just of Phoenix officers, but officers from all over the valley.
Right.
And so every agency was out there recruiting the same body of officers, potential officers. And so everyone saw a little bit of this coming, but no one predicted that the recession was going to be as dramatic as it is.
Well, I sure hope that things change or these numbers that we're hearing don't have to come to where they are, these hundreds of officers being laid off. And I hope that, if you don't mind, I appreciate you coming on with us. If in the future, as these decisions get made more, when there's a more of a clear thing that happens of what you're going to do and why you did it, if you'll come on and let us know what changes are coming and why they were made. Would you be able to do that for us?
I would be happy to do that.
Okay, it's great to talk with you. We've been talking with Chief Jack Harris. Have a great day, sir. I appreciate your time this afternoon. Take care. Chief Jack Harris joins us from City of Phoenix PD. Now, what you heard there from him, changes are coming. They've gotten not much of a choice. We're going to discuss what we heard there, that's what is true, what's not true, how you can get your two cents in. All that coming up in a few. We take a break. Don't go away.
Michael Savage, tonight at 7. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We just had Phoenix Police Chief Jack Harris on with us talking about the budget cuts. We're going to discuss more of this. I also want you to hear audio cuts from the officer that was lost in Gilbert today. We talk about response time in the police agency. Here's a question for us to think about. Not only are we talking about response time for you and I, when do we get a cop when we call one? That's first and foremost public safety issue. You pick up the phone, you dial 911, how long before a cop gets there? That's first and foremost. 911, emergency calls, crime in progress, emergency traffic tone goes out for Phoenix PD. How long before a cop gets to where you are when you call one? First and foremost, that's a big question. Another question for you and I is, all right, something happens. I wake up in the morning, windows busted in my car, car stereo is gone. How long before I have any kind of an auto burglary report filed? What are my expectations of recovery of my property or them catching the person that's committing the crime? Another valid argument or question for you and I to ask what these cuts mean to us. Let's go in light of what we've seen today, and we're hearing about the killing of this police lieutenant in Gilbert. Fair question for those of us that live in Phoenix or whatever city in the valley you live in. What do these cuts do to the backup time for an officer? Officer goes out somewhere and he needs assistance. A call comes out that an officer needs help. Now, whether it is a big deal and they need you coming, lights and sirens, get over here, and I wish I knew the police codes for it. I don't know what it is. Or it is, you know, send me a backup unit here. What's the response time for that? That to me is another valid question. What equipment do they have? Do they have the arms that they need? Do they have the body armor that they need? How are their radios? What about the computers in the car? What about the cars themselves, the patrol vehicles? Do they have what they need? Now we're talking about manpower. At any given time, how close is another officer if they need help? These are valid questions to be contemplated. The reason why I'm asking them is because all of this gets affected. One thing I did hear the chief say when I heard him speak last week, he didn't say specifically, but I know he insinuated in what he said, is the city of Phoenix primary job is patrol. When you call a cop, you get a cop. So they'll rearrange what they need to do to make sure the patrol doesn't suffer. Coming up, we're going to talk about this Gilbert lieutenant who was killed yesterday. If you want to weigh in, 602-260-KFYI, 260-5394 is the phone number. We're going to go to your phone calls on the other side. Top of the hour, we're going to talk about this Gilbert police officer that was killed yesterday, this lieutenant. We'll also take your phone calls. You want to react to what Jack Harris had to say? You want to weigh in about this Gilbert officer? Your phone calls are coming up around the corner. You can email me at MikeBroomhead@KFYI.com. You know, we need to discuss this. Your chance to weigh in is coming up. Don't go away. News is next, and then your phone calls.